that time once again for Ask Brett the Vet, where we visit with the good doctor, Brett Ellis, from Veterinary Associates Animal Hospital, with their two convenient locations in Xenia and Jamestown to serve you. And once again, back from California, our good friend, Dr. Brett Ellis. Doc, welcome home. I know you've been home for a while, but we just missed you last Tuesday. But it was good to talk to your dad. Yeah. How's life treating you?
Great. You know, the best part of the week is still coming home, so I figured I'd be doing things right. Nice to see family out there. Saw some interesting couple of clinics we saw that were rattlesnake aversion clinics for training your dog to stay away from rattlesnakes. That's a unique concept there.
Yeah.
Didn't go into them, but anyway, you know, don't know how they do it. I don't know if somebody standing there with a big, you know, stick and a rattler that yells at the dog. Maybe that's all they do. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think I'll leave that to somebody else the rattlesnakes. I'm not getting anywhere near one of them things. That you know, people talk about irrational fears. I don't know how irrational it is, but I am scared to death of snakes.
Really?
Yes.
That's not uncommon. You see that. And for no, have you had a bad experience in your life with a snake or just...
I've just always been deathly afraid of them, always. Yeah. I mean, I'm such a wuss that, you know, I would take, you know, took the kids fishing and, you know, be on a little bank and see one of them snakes, you know, start to swim towards you. I'll throw a chair at it and yell every man for himself. I mean, I just can't deal with them, period.
Just take your kid up and throw him at the snake.
Well, I haven't done that yet, but I wouldn't put it past me.
Right. Hadn't got close enough yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And I could still, well, I used to be able to outrun them, but not anymore.
I understand that.
Yeah, so those things just terrify me. So I anybody that's got enough courage to do that and train our animals to stay away from them is A-okay with me.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, it's crazy you're walking out there, and it was 120 degrees in the valley, so the mountains, the Santa Monica Mountains, they block the cool breeze from the ocean. But then you go into downtown Los Angeles at, you know, 5 o'clock, it's 79 degrees.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I thought Los Angeles would be like this huge, you know, city with, it is a huge city, but I mean, it felt like a nice ocean town. So, you know, you were 5 miles away from the ocean where we were at UCLA, and it was nice. It was unbelievable. So, I guess that's why so many people live there. That's why there's so many homeless people. Probably in Los Angeles. But you know what? Those homeless people don't have anything on the homeless people in Chicago. Let's just be honest about that. The people that can survive a Chicago winter and be homeless, they're just a little bit tougher.
Yeah, that's true.
We tip our hats to those homeless people.
Yeah, you've got to be tougher if you're in a place like the Windy City or something like that instead of this California weather where, I mean, nobody wants to sleep outside, but at least the weather is not as brutal as it is in Chicago.
Right. Exactly. So, but the interesting thing, before we went, had an emergency at the Hilltop Farms, and they had a cow with a uterine torsion, because Amy and Darby, I mean, they've pulled more calves than I'll probably ever pull in my lifetime, and, you know, when they're having trouble, you know it's going to be a tough one, but... because Dr. Clark's experience working dairies when she graduated from University of Wisconsin, she worked for 2,000 cow dairy, and she had lots of these, to detorse a uterus. So the uterus, what can happen to some of these big dairy cows, it'll actually flip like 180 degrees, go from like left to right or right to left. And you can still feel the feet, but you just can't pull that calf out. And mom seems a little more uncomfortable than she should. So what you can do, get in there and you put the ropes or chains on the legs of the calf. And then you have to decide by rectal palpation before you go into the vagina and all that good stuff. You decide which way the uterus is flipped by palpating the broad ligament of the uterus, and the one that's the tight one is the one that's underneath, and then, you know, it's flipped that way. So at least that's what you think. And then So what we do is, so you put the chains on the feet of the calf, and then there's this thing called a detorsion rod, and it's basically a steel bar with two loops on either end, and you pull the chain through both loops and get it as close to the calf feet as you can. So you basically created a bar that you can now take that calf and flip it. So you have to decide which way do you go, you know, and you got your arm in there, and then you have somebody, Dr. Clark was actually on the detorsion rod, and I said, I think it's, we want to go clockwise. And so if you're wrong, you're going to then take that 180-degree torsion and make it a 360-degree torsion, and then that's bad, and nothing's coming out, and you probably kill the cow. But fortunately, because Dr. Clark said, oh, well, let's see, got me thinking, and she started to go clockwise, and I said, you were right, and we went counterclockwise, and then opened it up, and then we were able to get the calf out. Now, the calves, unfortunately, those a lot of times are deceased, but, you know, the nice thing is that we didn't have to do a C-section on the cow, because that's just a big traumatic experience for them to go through. Lots of antibiotics they have to get, and it's just not as fun as getting the calf out. And then she goes back on milking and living life as a cow. So, but pretty exciting, because every other time I've had a uterine torsion, I've had to do a C-section. So it was actually nice to get one out without doing that. So it was kind of a highlight of my career.
I think that falls under the category of it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Well, you know, I suppose, but it is exciting. And, you know, Dr. Dickey was there, you know, Amy Dickey, and she helped us get the rest of the calf out because we were kind of having trouble getting the head up. I got the head up and around, and she helped reach in there. So it was like, you know, three people working to get it done. And then Darby there keeping us all calm and lending a hand to help pull the calf out, and I eventually got the calf out. So, but you know, we did it without hurting mom, and again, she didn't have to have surgery. It was pretty exciting.
Well, yeah, that's always a good thing when mom and baby are happy and healthy, and you don't have to take extreme measures to get them to be happy and healthy. That's always
right.
A good thing.
Always a good thing. So.
Dr. Brett Ellis joining us here on Real Roots Radio with some exciting tales. And speaking of tales and everything else, as always, as we mentioned on Monday, if there are animals needing any kind of care at the Greene County Fair, you know that Veterinary Associates providing that. Fortunately, this week, Doc, one good thing we could say is it's a Greene County Fair week, and it's not 100 degrees outside, so the animals are just as comfortable as their two-legged friends here.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's been a wonderful, wonderful week. Checking in the animals on Friday and Saturday. Nice conditions. You know, the barns never really got hot, and the animals didn't overheat. Now, it didn't stop us from having to send some animals home for contagious infectious diseases. We had some pigs that came down with erysipelas, which is a bacteria that pigs, about 50-60% of them carry this bacteria on their tonsils. But they can get sick during stressful times. It's like one of those, you know, things you carry around with you, then all of a sudden you get a cold sore, or every time you get a little stressed but this is a bad one. And it's highly, when they're showing those signs of, they get these big red diamonds on their, backs. And so it's called diamond back disease. But it's all caused by a bacteria, and it's really contagious. I mean, it can spread through a barn. And, you know, days wouldn't take long. So, but fortunately, the good people at the Greene County Fair, Mark Everman, he's had a lot of experience working in production hog facilities. So he knew what it was before we even got there. And he had the hog and his two housemates, you know, separated, isolated, quarantined. And then we got to come and confirm it and send them home. Now, the pigs are fine. I mean, they just need antibiotics for 3 days. And they'll go on living life as normal. But then we had some others from the same, it turned out to be the same breeder. So, which the breeder said they did vaccinate for erysipelas. But So there must have been some kind of genetic thing that made these guys susceptible to it. So it is a disease that was a big problem. Then the vaccine came out and went away. And like a lot of things, you know, once it goes away, people think, well, why do you need to vaccinate for it? But it's still there, always there. And so we had to send home, I think, 7 pigs. So that was the only sad part. It didn't matter whether it was hot or not. We had to send some home. But good thing is we didn't have to send the whole barn home or close it down. Or,
right.
You know, so that's thanks to the quick action of the fair board.
I'm sure there have been some Greene County fairs where you've just had to quarantine animals, if not quarantine the entire barn.
Yeah. Especially when we had swine flu cases and things like that. It's, it's a good thing that we have people we do where they are to nip that in the butt, as they say.
Yes. And now, when it comes to the Greene County Fair, what is one of the things that you have to have? I would imagine maybe go get one of those good steak sandwiches from the cattleman's barn or anything like that.
That's definitely a standard if I'm going to go. Or the pork tenderloin is always... always solid. But I gotta say, one of my favorite things is the homemade ice cream.
Ooh.
Those two little old ladies that's sitting there at the end of the thing across from the political booth. Homemade ice cream. It's the best ice cream I've ever had in my life.
Very nice.
Yeah. So it's, stop by. You won't miss it. It's the one with the big long line out front. So, they've been there, I don't know, the last 10 years or so. And I was talking to another guy who's probably, you know, well, maybe it's been longer than that, but he remembers when he's probably in his mid-20s or 30s, and he remembered as a kid the old people being there selling ice cream, and it's still they look exactly the same, too. So there's something good about that ice cream that might be the secret to longevity there, because they haven't changed in the last 20 years, I don't think.
The ice cream contains a fountain of youth.
You got it.
Yeah. Okay, so make sure you stop by out at the Greene County Fair, only $6 daily admission, and I imagine you will be out there keeping an eye on. Now, do you do any judging of the shows out there at all?
No, that's a whole different field, so okay. we stay out of that. Dad did LASIK last night for the and drug testing for the horse races, so he was doing the horse racing, and then I was doing the steer show. The drug testing for the steer show, and he'll be there again tonight doing the horse racing. Really nice night there. Good crowds and grandstands and really good racing, really good fairground racing. So you see some of the best drivers in the area, if not country, there, right here in Greene County. So it's kind of neat to see them with their young stock, and they're out there. You know, there's your fair racer, and then there's your, you know, your cider down steak racer. But these guys are good, and it's neat to see them go, and then, you know, you can even talk to them, and they'll tell you what they do. It's a pretty cool experience, and it looks like they've relaxed the beer drinking. I think you can buy beer about anywhere in the Greene County Fair and walk around with it. There's no longer a beer garden, so for our beer drinkers, go to the fair. You can walk around with a beer.
And just think, 5 years ago, that wouldn't even been thought of.
No, not even.
So harness racing, tractor pulls, truck and tractor pulls, and beer, they've got it all at the Greene County Fair. Get out there and see it. And most importantly, get out there and support those 4-H kids getting the payoff for their months and months of hard work with those animals.
Yes, please do that, and they have those sales going on tonight and tomorrow, so get out there and see what they're doing and talk to them. The kids also love to talk to you about their projects and all they did to get them to where they are, and it's just really neat to see them move around with them and show that they have learned a great deal about animal husbandry and what it takes to do a project like that.
Dr. Brett Ellis, our guest here on Real Roots Radio. Doc, we'll do this again next Thursday at 9:30. Good to have you back, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. You guys have a great week, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.